So, I'm a very big fan of C.S. Lewis, and in one of his letters, he warned against what he called an encore, so asking God for an encore, asking God to do the same thing he did last time. And I think that this is something that we experience when we pray a lot, when we come to Mass a lot, when we receive the sacraments over and over. Maybe we have an amazing experience, or we notice something about God, or we have some sort of great insight, like maybe a particular Bible passage jumps out at you in a way that it never has before. And then like a couple weeks later, we look at that same Bible passage, and we might be tempted to say, hey, God, can you do what you did for me the last time that I read this Bible passage? I remember how awesome it seemed and how relevant it was in that moment in my life. And we can kind of hold God hostage in that way, I think. We can ask him to do the same thing that he did before when really he's asking us to go beyond that. He's asking us to take the next step, to go deeper, to learn more about him. When I heard today's gospel passage, I think that the crowd that's listening to Jesus, who would eventually mostly turn away from him at the end of the Bread of Life discourse, they're asking for an encore. They ask specifically, what sign can you do, Jesus, that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? What will you do for us? And then they remind him. They're like, remember when God gave us that manna in the desert? That was awesome. Can you do that again? Can you do something even better than that? We want an encore. Please prove to us that we should put our faith in you. And Jesus doesn't really play into that game. He says, you know, your ancestors ate that manna in the desert, but Moses didn't give them that. The Father did. The Father gave the bread in the desert, and now he's giving you a new bread that you can't even comprehend, that you couldn't even expect. And guess what? I am that bread. I am the bread of life. That's what Jesus says. He doesn't say, I'll give you an encore. He says, I will give you myself. And because Jesus is God and man, because he's God, he is always new. So he's not just the same old, same old. He's something new and yet ancient. If we really want to ask for an encore, then the only encore that history has really resounded down the ages is sin. Encore of sin, it happens over and over. And it's always the same. It's always the same story, right? When we respond to God's will and when we seek his will and when we love him and love our neighbor, it's never the same. It's always different. Another C.S. Lewis quote that I really like is, goes something like, how horribly monotonous all of the tyrants are, but how brilliantly new all the saints are, how different they are. When we ask for an encore, it's really, I mean, the only encore that we are capable of ourselves is just choosing ourselves, choosing not God. But when we respond to God's grace, we can enter into the reality that God is always new, that he's always doing something new. His mercies are new every morning. So even when we come to Mass over and over and over and everything, for all intents and purposes, looks like a repetition, we believe that this is not merely a repetition. This is a representation of the same sacrifice, right? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And that was 2,000 years ago that he said that. And just a few minutes ago, he said the same thing. He said the same thing, and yet it was new. It was the first time that it had ever been said in this place on April, 17th? I don't know. Help me out here. April 17th, 2018. That was the first time and only time, for that matter, that those words would be spoken on this altar, in this place. And we should be grateful to God for that amazing reality. So the next time that we kind of demand an encore from God, or kind of feel like we need something to keep moving forward in our faith, just remember that he is saying, I am the bread of life here at this altar, and it's a place that we come again and again and again to go deeper into the mystery of God. The repetition, the routine, the rituals that our church celebrates are meant for us to go deeper into God. It's not just a cold memory of something that happened back then. It's entering into that living sacrifice, that once-for-all sacrifice that Jesus offered on the cross, and we get to live that every single day. We get to choose it over and over and over, but we're new. We're being made new every day.